Mana mana. Mana mana.
Hello, you wicked lot. Welcome to my first podcast in a very long time. Sorry it's taken me so long to get back to them. But I'm here. Yay! I always want the Muppets yay at the beginning of the song. You're going to remember me after this podcast, possibly not for anything I say, but more because I got that song stuck in your head for the rest of the day, if not week. Excellent. It's my nefarious nefarious plan. I know what I mean. I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to wing it a little bit with this first podcast, but then I'm going to do a little bit about some music I like, some movies, a little bit of sex talk. I've got some questions, and I have a few little silly outtakes for you that I've done in recent audio, so that should be fun. We'll see how it goes. So we're going to start with, actually I'm going to start with my sex topic first, because, well, I'm kidding, and I do sex, apparently. So I've decided, sort of decided. All right, I might do both, actually. Although one of them is me threatening to execute somebody. Safety tips for shenanigans. You know, even if your name wasn't attached to that particular topic thing, I would have known it was you. He knows who he is. So, tie your partner down before, yeah, it's something falling off the bed. Okay, so I get asked a lot about my view on cocks. I'm just going to go out and allay everybody's fears, or all your male fears. I don't care. I don't care if it's big, long, thick, short, thinner. I don't care if it's cut or uncut. I don't care. I couldn't care less, actually. What I do care about is I get to play with it. Really, really don't think about it. You'd think that women think about cock all the time. And considering the amount of cock pictures I get in my inbox, it would seem that a lot of people like showing them to me, as much as I protest I could do without it. Unless I specifically said, I want to see it, then there's nothing quite so strange as just one particular part of a man's anatomy in my inbox in the morning. And it's lovely and it's sweet, and I'm so pleased you want to share, but, you know, I'd really like to have some kind of, what's the word? I'll say relationship with you, but at least know who you are before you spring that one on me. So, yeah, with regards to, I don't care, you know, it gets hard and you come for me and you make me feel really good with it. That's all I really care about. The cut versus uncut. I know it's less of a thing here for them to be cut. I've had both and I don't care about either. I mean, I'm blushing now. I don't know. I just, it's a cock. You know where, as long as you know where to put it, that would be really helpful. Appreciably, there are three different places, four actually, where you could put it. Yes, you're all thinking about the fourth one now, aren't you? Between my boobs is the answer. Yes, sorry, got distracted there for a second. So yeah, I mean, girls dress sometimes over the size of their boobs or the size of their bum, or, you know, it's not worth stressing over. I mean, how much time do I actually spend looking at it? It's either in my mouth or in my hands or in my pussy or in my ass or in, you know, between my... I don't really spend an awful lot of time looking at it. I'm usually too busy playing with it to worry and thinking, ooh, it twitched, I got that bit right. So quite frankly, I don't mind. I don't mind. Damn it, now I'm thinking about safety tips for shenanigans. I can't say that word without laughing. Shenanigans. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. So yeah, there was another... Somebody asked me once about whether So famous porn stars have had dildos made in the shape of their cocks. I think James Dean did one. I know some of the girls have got fleshlight type things in the shape of their vaginas. I don't really get that. When it comes to dildos and that kind of thing, I don't like the really realistic mock-ups of a cock. I think it's just, it's weird. It's like somebody cut it off of somebody. I can't do that. So yeah, I think, a cock is a cock is a cock. It gets hard, it gets messy. Happy kitten. Very happy kitten. Especially if I'm the one who made it do that. So yeah, stop stressing about it. Don't worry about it. The other one was panties around my knees or pulled to the side. There is something very sexy as fuck and urgent about having my panties pulled to the side, because you couldn't wait to take them off, or they're too fucking awkward to take off sometimes, especially if you've got heels on. Talking of safety tips for shenanigans, be very careful when taking panties off with high heels. Trust me. I've ended up in a very unsexy heap on more than one occasion because of issues with panties around my... Yes. The problem with around my knees is it restricts the amount to which I can open my thighs. Okay, hold on. I'm not seeing the downside in that either. Tight. Anyway. I'm going to shut up now. There were so many that you asked about. I'm trying to remember what they all are now. I'm not very prepared for this. I'm so sorry. I've been recording quite a lot this afternoon. So I'm going to leave this one here. If you have any more questions about it, let me know. Okay? And I will get to them. I have some other questions that I need to answer, which I'll do towards the end. So stay tuned. Next up is music. My favourite. I'm quite the music addict, and I have 5 recommendations for you today, which possibly shows some of the weird stuff I listen to and the fact that I will listen to basically anything as long as I like it. And that ranges from, I don't listen to that much pop music, I suppose, but my tastes are often a little bit heavier, a little bit more. I like a heavy bass. So I'm going to start with Timbaland's Give It To Me. It's quite an old song, but it's worth having a listen to. It's got Nelly Furtado in it, who used a lot, and Justin Timberlake, but the bass beat is absolutely fucking gorgeous, and I would love to fuck to it. I'm going to drop a little bit of the intro in now. So, ready? Listen. Isn't that gorgeous? The second one was something I found by accident. Somebody had recommended the Lumineers to me, and I had a post-it note which ended up under my desk, and I was cleaning up and I found it, and I've got Ophelia by the Lumineers written down, and it's absolutely delightful, and the video is it's so sweet. Yeah, the playing is just, it's quite pared back. It's absolutely beautiful. So let me just drop a little sample in for you now. Ready? And listen. You can see past my blindness. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood. See, isn't that wonderful? The Next one is Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran, I have quite a soft spot for. And the song is called Firefly, just because it's just so sweet. And all of his songs are very good, but this one my player tends to play to me when I need it. It's just something that you can curl up with and have on in the background if you're reading or if you're just chilling out. It's really lovely. Let me put a little drop of it in here. There we go.
Little one, lie with me so your heart to my sleep will stay quiet underneath. Shooting star, if it helps you sleep.
Yeah, it is. It's delicious. He's such a talented singer-songwriter. That's why I like him so much. Doesn't hurt that he's a redhead like me, or a ginger, as he is, bless him. He's gorgeous. His voice is just... I remember... I'm going to drop one in. He did a remake of The Watchtower with... can't remember who it is. It might have been... It wasn't Professor Green, it was the other one. Anyway, look up The Watchtower with Ed Sheeran in it. It is amazing. Yes, it's a Jimi Hendrix cover. No, I don't like Jimi Hendrix, unfortunately. I'm sorry, I've probably just offended everybody. But there we go. Ed Sheeran, I probably have more of his songs than most people. I don't tend to have whole albums or whole back catalogues of people. I have selected pieces of music that I like. So that's that one. I am a huge fan of Amy Lee from Evanescence. I think she's just fucking sexy as fuck. And the video for Call Me When You're Sober, with the red cape, like little Red Riding Hood, I would seriously like to meet her on a dark night. But I think the song really showcases her voice. She's absolutely beautiful. And I love it. She makes me laugh. She was doing a live set once, a festival, I think it was, and she got halfway through a song and lost her train of thought and kind of screwed it up, and they all booed. And she's like, seriously, what the fuck? Do you know how many, you know, she's trying to play piano and sing at the same time. And it's like, do you know how difficult it is to remember both? It's like, so I kind of respected her for that. It must be hard trying to keep all those songs in her head. But let me just drop a sample in for you now. There we go.
Can't keep believing we're only deceiving ourselves and I'm sick of the lie. And you're too late. Don't cry to me. You love me. You would be here with me. You want me.
Now, my last one is a very recent edition, and I'm going to drop a link underneath to the video, which is, yeah, it's called Bad Habit by the Cooks, and the video goes through it looks like a cam girl in a chat room, and she doesn't show her face, but she does a little bit, and she's like, you know, what do you want, and just goes through that kind of, just, it resonated with me because of the I guess the sex industry aspect and sort of thinking about that. So I'll just drop a little sampling for you here. There you go.
You say you want it, but you can't get it in you. You got yourself a bad habit. But you walking up and down the hall. I say, please set me. You say you want it, but you can't get it in you. You got yourself a bad habit. But you
Yeah, I think that's my music section over. I'm going to drop a special mention of Jay-Z featuring Kanye West. Now, I'm not a big fan of either, but Church in the Wild is absolutely stunning. I've just looped the first section because the beat is so good. In fact, I'm going to drop it in here for you. Ready, go. And so that's part of my, that's my running track at the moment. I've looped it a million times. But it's just, it's the lyrics as well, talking about, you know, religion and how, you know, it doesn't work. And it's like human beings in a mob. What's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? Which really kind of resonates with me. So, yeah, try that one. And I'm going to do questions next before I go on to movies. So, are you ready? Let's see what you kinky lot have been asking. Okay, questions. From the beautiful, beautiful Cherie Tart. where do I have to kiss you to make me melt? My darling, being in the same room as you, I'd bloody melt. Jesus Christ, woman, you're sexy as fuck. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, go to my Twitter and you'll see Cherie Tart everywhere. The beautiful English girl with the oh so fucking sexy voice, I have to say. But if I had to be specific, my darling, could you start with my neck, please? Neck kisses, kryptonite. Oh, and she asked, how do I take my tea? At the risk of people going absolutely ballistic at me, I like it sweet and milky. That sounded really dirty. I'm so sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but okay. From the Mad Matt over at British Filth, how do you like your toast? Toast is very important. I mean, completely and utterly important. First of all, toast has to be not too lightly done, not too heavy. It has to be somewhere in the middle. Second, it has to be thick farmhouse loaf, or a tin loaf would do it. Yeah, preferably a farmhouse. Then it has to have butter, not margarine, and it has to be spread. Okay? You don't scrape butter on toast. You put it on liberally and lots, and you don't scrape all of the toasty bits off. Okay? And then it has to be dripping before I eat it. Sort of works my favourite thing in the world. Fuck. Now I'm hungry. Now I'm really hungry. Matt, you're in trouble. Next question. a birthday presents. Did I enjoy my birthday presents? I got lots of wonderful birthday presents. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. They range from very, very pretty nipple jewellery, which was just exquisite, to sorry, I got lost then for a moment and my nipples got all hard, as if they're not hard most of the time anyway, because I'm a dirty girl, that's what happens. Yes, I got some new stockings, which are gorgeous, seamed up the back, absolutely make me feel so fucking sexy. So yes, no, I had a great birthday. Plus, I got geeky stuff as well, which is all good. I got a sound shield for my microphone, which I'm using right now. And I got some new... Oh, I'm sorry, but I just melted at the thought of them. I have some new Bluetooth earphones, which stay in when I'm running, thankfully, now that I've learnt to use them properly. So yes. The other question was, do I like lube? Yes is the answer. That's a strange question, but yes, I like lube. I prefer water-based to silicon-based, especially because silicon-based has a habit of screwing up my toys if they've got a silicon... is it silicon? Yes. Silicon. I'm like, I think I've lost the plot there somewhere. But, yeah, I like water-based, slippery. I get very, very wet. That was the other question. That was it. Why in porn do you see guys licking their hands or girls licking their hands to wet a pussy when it should already be wet? Well, the question is not that it's not already wet. It's that if you've got gorgeous pussy lips, there's about a half inch between where your pussy lips are and where your hole is, if you just spread your pussy lips open. So quite often you can be very wet, but it can be not completely covered. So it just adds, it's a little bit of extra on the way in, is the answer to that one. And do I like anal sex? Yes, I do, is the answer. I got that question a lot after I posted an anal audio the other day. The next question was, oh my god, I'm blushing. Who's your girl crush? Well, I have a couple. Anyway, I was talking about this earlier today. Oh god, what's her name? Olivia Wilde. From House. Scarlett Johansson, but preferably the Black Widow. I have a crush on Shuri Tell, a big crush on her. Hi, baby. Who else? Shakira. I have a big crush on Shakira. I don't like her music much, but I like... Yes. Anyway, I think that's it. I was going to go on to movies, but actually, I've got two recommendations for TV as well as movies. So, now, the first one is on Amazon Prime, if you've got Amazon Prime. They've got something called The Girlfriend Experience, and I'm on the third or fourth episode now. It's really good. It's about a girl who's at law school, and she's got an internship at a law firm, and her friend's a high-class escort, and she starts doing it. And actually, I finished it the other night where her friend had come to stay with her because she didn't have a place to stay, and they ended up in bed together, and oh, that was steamy. So yes, worth a look at. I really enjoyed it. So that's a good one. Preacher is the other one, which is also on Amazon Prime. That's really, really good. Film-wise, my recommendation is more about films that are going to be coming out soon. Just after Christmas and into the new year. You've got Logan coming out, which looks fucking amazing, with Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart. And you've also... has Wonder Woman come out yet? I want to see that. Can't fucking wait for that. She was just so, so good. Somebody asked me the other day, because I posted a picture of Harley Quinn, whether I'd seen Suicide Squad. The answer is yes. However, it's probably not in cinemas now anyway. I wouldn't particularly go and see it. I'd wait for it to come out on DVD or rental because it's tame, to say the least. Although I loved Margot, I can't remember her name, as Harley Quinn. So that's worth a go. Now, I'm going to end this with a thank you. If you've got any questions for the next podcast, please do direct message or PM me anywhere I am around, and I will try and put them into the next one for you. Don't forget to give me any sex topics. I'm going to do one at the end of next month. Try and do them at the end of the month as we go along. Happy Halloween for those of you who celebrate it. It will be up on Monday. Have a fantastic time. As it is, I've got a fox jumping out on me while I'm running, so I'm not going running on Halloween because the damn thing will run out on me and I'll have a heart attack or something. But have a fantastic weekend and Halloween. Drop any notes to me that you want to, and the next podcast will be a little bit less incoherent, possibly. Have a fantastic time, and thank you all for following me. Everywhere you follow me, you are all great. I'm going to drop in a couple of outtakes after I say goodbye from various audios that I've done. Some of those come from private custom audios that I've done, in which case I have permission to put them out there. Have fun with those, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye. Mm-hmm. See ya. me. Oh, I'm gonna ride my cock so fucking hard. My cock? Your shit. I'm gonna ride your cock so fucking hard. Oh, Jesus. I want it. I want your big, thick cock in my tight, wet pussycat. Oh, sh. That's good. Oh, shit. Oh, no, you see, redheads don't have souls. We buy one for everyone we steal. We gain. What? Let's try that again. Oh no, redheads don't have souls. We gain a freckle for everyone we steal. We gain a souls. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh no, redheads don't have souls. We gain a freckle for every soul that we steal, and yours is on the menu. Seriously. Sound like a restaurant. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Legions? Legions. Oh, fuck it. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Legions. Oh, for fuck's sake. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. Ooh, touchy. Let's try again. Legions. Felix Legions. Felix Legions? Legions. Shit. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Ooh, I got it. Oh, shit. I keep going. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Oh, for fuck's sake! Ah! Alright. Let's try this again. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. Oh, that's better. Yay. Well, most uplifting thing in the world, but there we go. Okay. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honourable man, so are they all honourable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. Do that without sounding sarcastic. He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Who wrote this for you, Mark Antony? He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff, yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal. I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure, he is an honourable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? O judgment, thou art fled to Brutus Beast. O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts. Seriously. Two bees after one another. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me. Well, that was a mouthful. I wonder how long it took him to do. Hopefully longer than me. Then I could feel better. Richard Burton took longer than me to do his Caesar speech. Okay, let's see if I can do it all the way through.